This is Small Biz Spotlight, featuring up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. And now, here's your host, David Wolf.
Joining us on this segment is Shalom Klein. He's the Director of Business Services at Moshe Klein & Associates Limited. This is a Chicago-based accounting firm that provides low-cost bookkeeping, accounting, and tax services for small businesses around the country. He, of course, is a tireless networker and has founded the Jewish B2B Networking, which plans and hosts many events for small businesses all around the Midwest region. He's also the publisher of the Jewish Business News. This is a small business publication which distributes tens of thousands of copies around Chicago. Shalom Klein, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. Great to be on.
So to lay the groundwork for this segment, if you would, Moshe Klein & Associates, tell us a little bit about your focus over there at the company, please.
Sure. So as you mentioned, it is a family business, and I am the Director of Business Services, which primarily means I'm bringing in the business, but also staying in touch with the clients. What we do is we work with small businesses, actually around the country, but certainly a Chicago focus with me being here. And we become their business office. We do the bookkeeping, the accounting, and the taxes, really just becoming the back office for many entrepreneurs and many small businesses. And it's actually that business and that the networking for that business that led me into the many other hats that I wear.
Wow. So the networking and B2B, Jewish B2B, is really a natural extension of the practice you were working in with Moshe Klein. As you get out there and you started to network with the small business clients that you service there on the tax accounting side and other bookkeeping services that you offer, what are some of what are you hearing in terms of the zeitgeist of small business at large? What are people seeming to have the most challenges with now? Of course, we're still finding our way through this recession, this great recession. Tell us what you're hearing on the street.
Well, I think the most common thing that people are hearing out in the news is about unemployment, and it absolutely is a major, major concern, and you can't go anywhere without hearing about somebody that you know that's out there looking for work. However, I realized something as well. Many of our clients, as I mentioned, are entrepreneurs, and actually the networking is completely separate from the business. As I mentioned, it was just a natural extension. The people that I had met through the business are a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of small businesses, and I saw a need to connect them. I saw so many small businesses that are struggling and that, as they say, they consider themselves in the ranks of the underemployed. And you don't hear much about that, but I believe that it's at least equal to the number of the unemployed. And it's people that, and we all know them, people that haven't taken a paycheck in several years, businesses that are really struggling to take the next step and to hire somebody or and really grow their business. And I know here in Illinois where I am, and actually I believe your uncle is out here as well, and I believe small businesses account for 98% of Illinois employers, and they're out there looking for business, much like the way somebody walks around with their resume, except for they're walking around with their business card and really just are looking to grow. And I saw that need, and I wanted to address that by networking, by connecting people.
Shalom, so as businesses are connecting, what are some of the unique features that Jewish B2B Network offers for your members? Tell us about the Jewish B2B Network and the whole process there.
Sure. So Jewish B2B Networking was formed less than a year ago with the intent of trying to address the two basic needs in our community, stimulating small business and creating job opportunities. We're the largest, one of the largest networking organizations, but certainly the largest Jewish business organization in the Metro Chicago area. And we have over 12,000 small business employment opportunity seekers that are subscribed online and thousands that have already attended our twice monthly education and networking events that are held at locations all around the Chicagoland area. And we've actually expanded it in two other cities as well, in Detroit and St. Louis.
Excellent. So you're booking keynote speakers and educators around subjects relating to small business. Tell us a little bit about some of the keynotes you're booking and some of these events, what's happening at them.
Sure. So primarily it's focused around the networking. And I've seen at events, I've seen people that are more quiet and reserved. Perhaps they're standing off to the side. And then there are people that are running around trying to get their business card off to everybody that they meet. Neither of those two approaches are the correct one. And so what I've tried to do at each of our events, we try to do three things. We try to have the open networking, the schmoozing, as they say, and people that are, you know, they come in, they talk to people, they reconnect with people that perhaps they went to high school with and they really don't know what the person does for a living. But then we also have structured networking, where we encourage people to really connect. We've done speed networking, where people can actually come away and actually leave with contact, with real contact after having meaningful discussions with people. And as you mentioned, we also have speakers. And we've had speakers on all sorts of different topics, about LinkedIn, about video marketing, about giving the perfect elevator speech. I frequently give talks on how to make your next handshake count. And actually, we are planning a very large event to mark 1 year since we started. Believe it or not, we only started just about 10 months ago. So in June, we're actually planning a very large business and employment expo, and you're hoping to get a cabinet-level position. Perhaps the administrator of the Small Business Administration is tentatively confirmed to come out and speak to our organization.
Excellent. And Shalom, I'm guessing that there's some cross-pollination that happens between the publication that you produce, the Jewish Business News, and Jewish B2B Networking. Do I have that right?
That is. Jewish Business News was formed out of the need that I saw to focus really on small business. And that term is passed around quite loosely, small business. And the question is, what is a small business? And yeah. I believe that small businesses are, you know, those struggling storefront operations, those one-man sole proprietors that are out there and really struggling. And I didn't see much news, publications, legislative updates. I didn't really see information that was being passed around for that community, and that's why we addressed it. And absolutely, there is cross-pollination. We have people that are seeing the publication, coming up to the events, but really it's small business news, and that's the focus of the publication. And the networking is what I like to refer to as the LinkedIn, but the live version, where people are actually really connecting with people.
Right, right. What's the size of the Jewish B2B networking system now? How many members are in?
So we have, as I mentioned, we have about 12,000 small businesses and employment seekers that are that have subscribed to our updates. We have, I think it's about 3,000 people today that have come out to events.
Okay. Sorry if I missed that, by the way. Yeah, so 12,000 are in the system, but 3,000 actually showed up at live events. How cool. That's quite a lot of work in 10 months.
Sure.
Absolutely. All right. Anything else we should know about the services you offer at Moshe Klein and Associates? You have an unusual approach to what some call a CPA practice. It's different, isn't it, in terms of your approach?
Yeah. Well, every business, of course, they know that they can't escape Uncle Sam, and they need to file taxes. However, what they don't realize is that accounting can actually be used as a tool to grow your business when you actually have detailed reports showing which product or which service you offer that's making money and which is losing money. So everybody knows they need an accountant. What we've done is we've merged those two things with the bookkeeping and the accounting together, and it's our belief that by doing it right from day one, by having an accountant involved in your business throughout the year, which doesn't charge by the hour, that you can call and tell them that, you know, hey, I bought a new car, how will that affect my taxes? It actually saves time at the end of the year, and certainly there's better communication. So the model works. Small businesses love it, and it absolutely is very different than the typical system where you have the business owner or perhaps an assistant or a bookkeeper that does the data entry, the very tedious and time-consuming work in QuickBooks, and going to an accountant that basically is cleaning up the mess at the end of the year.
Yeah, great work you're doing for small business. Thank you for the work you're doing. Shalom Klein has been our guest. He's the Director of Business Services at Moshe Klein & Associates Limited. This is a Chicago-based accounting firm and much, much more. Shalom, we'll do it again. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the work you're doing. And I should mention the website, www.jewishb2bnetworking.com, which, of course, has been the focus of this segment. Jewish B2B, the number two. So it's B2B networking.com. And if you would, give us the website of Moshe Klein & Associates, if you would, Shalom.
Sure, that's at mkabusiness.com, www.mkabusiness.com.
Thank you, Shalom. Thanks for joining us on the program.
Really was a pleasure.
You've been listening to Small Biz Spotlight, up-close interviews with small business leaders and entrepreneurs across America. For more information about our guests or to subscribe, visit smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.